Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show. It is Thursday, April 4th, 2013. On the verge of war in North Korea. That is the emphasis of the topic today, but a lot of discussion happening here on the Alex Jones Show. This is Mike Adams, the guest hosting for Alex, but Alex is here in studio right now and will be dropping in from time to time with special reports and breaking news on North Korea. We've got a couple of guests today, three in fact, two of them talking about important decentralized, self-replicating food self-reliance technology that you will need if war breaks out and if martial law is declared and things begin to really implode. We've also got a guest on geoengineering coming up in the third hour. But again, the main emphasis today is North Korea on the verge of war, threatening America with nuclear strikes. And here to tell us what's going to be happening in that realm is Alex Jones. Alex?
Mike, absolutely. I was going to come in today and work on some of the administrative things in the new studio that you can see they're building over there and all the work we're doing. But we were talking last night, and you're like, you really want me to do the show tomorrow? Because all this North Korea stuff, and you're absolutely right, this is incredibly important. And you also have the calls to censor the Internet going on, not just here, but in Europe, trying to mirror the communist Chinese. So we've got those attacks going on. And we're going to talk about senior advisor Dan Pfeiffer. This is the senior advisor to the president. This is who the globalists, you know, tell Obama what to do through. This is the guy that helps load the teleprompter. This is the guy that chooses the speeches predominantly that Obama is going to have loaded into his teleprompter. He is bemoaning on C-SPAN, the Drudge Report. And when he attacks the Drudge Report and tells the media not to go read it, but it doesn't have the power it used to, because it has more power.
Right.
It shows that they're scared of the entire alternative media, and it also shows that we're having an effect, because they're not all powerful. They want to be in big, glistening glass buildings and marble buildings and, you know, millions of troops in black uniforms and armored vehicles and bullets to intimidate those of us that are awake, but then to deny to the public that all this exists. So also at the start of the third hour, we have that 10-minute report proving the New World Order is real and showing their hoaxes that premiered on the nightly news last night. We're going to premiere that on the radio side today at 1:08, the start of the third hour. Then you've got your geoengineering expert coming on. Again, they say geoengineering doesn't exist. Now they admit there's giant government secret programs that we told people about 17 years ago. So all of that and more. But I followed the Korean conflict from the 50s and Eisenhower and the rest of it. I follow it very closely. We've always known it may be the trigger for World War III. As Lindsey Williams' sources said, the Middle East is a distraction. It's important, but watch China, North Korea.
Skousen's talked about it.
This is the real trigger. And I respect Skousen, but he could be wrong. This trigger could come sooner rather than later. I think this probably is insane rhetoric to get more oil and food. But the point is that Kim Jong-un is completely out of his mind.
He is, absolutely.
And China's rebuking him right now, and that's really unprecedented. North Korea yesterday, last night when we talked, had just issued their own fatwa. North Korea approves a nuclear strike on the United States, says they're preparing, and they also say they have frogs or short-range tactical nuclear weapons that they're going to use. And we know that Russia's been involved with them decades ago. They may have frogs, or they may be used, or they may be pushed by China that at a higher levels working with the Illuminati and the globalist. Again, China isn't run by the U.S. It's run by the New World Order and the communists, just like we are.
Right.
Okay. Or the oligarchs who use communism. It's really a eugenics state. Communism is just a label, a slave state. And so the fact that Donald Rumsfeld helped transfer in 1996 the ABB reactors from Switzerland that could build fissile material or produce fissile material for A-bombs, the fact that Laura Allen Hughes through China helped give them the ICBM technology. The globalists have armed North Korea for this role. Is it coming early? We always said they'd break out with a giant war, as Rand Corporation called for, during the economic collapse. So, if this heats up, you know the economic collapse is around the corner, Mike.
And they're specifically threatening to nuke Austin, by the way. Another interesting twist to their litany of threats. This is the Alex Jones Show. We'll be right back with Alex and other guests straight ahead. Stay with us right here. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply with eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it. With nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best durable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show on this Thursday, April 4th, 2013, as the nation stands on the verge of potential war, or at least the threat of war. This is all breaking news and special reports here on the Alex Jones Show. Alex is in studio and will be delivering that special information here in just 1 minute. We've got missile defense systems being sent to Guam now. The United States is taking these threats seriously as North Korea's psycho leader Kim Jong-un says he's going to nuke America, including cities like Austin. Alex is here with special reports to give us a breakdown of what's happening, and then we'll have guests on at the bottom of this hour and the next hour. But let's go right to Alex with the latest on North Korea.
Absolutely, Mike. Thank you. Here's just some of the headlines. And this is unprecedented in the 60 years since the armistice was signed at the end of the Korean War. This is unprecedented, this type of rhetoric, and even though it may be rhetoric, and we hope it's rhetoric, this is unprecedented. There are criminal globalist forces that manipulate the U.S., Europe, China, and are pushing them all towards an authoritarian system. Our government's trying to adopt Chinese-style policies of one child and internet censorship and kill switches. And that's because the globalists went in and put Mao Zedong in power. And the reason I talk about China when I talk about North Korea is because the New World Order controls and manipulates the communist Chinese regime to a great level. So the New World Order steers and controls China, and China steers and controls to a great extent the puppet state, the kamikaze state of North Korea, the Stalinist state that literally is the most oppressive probably in world history and certainly the most delusional. And it's important to add that ABB was headed up in 1996 by Donald Rumsfeld, who got authorization from Bill Clinton and also the United Nations to transfer reactor types that can be easily used to build and create the fissile material for atomic bombs. So I'm giving people some backstory here that we've always known that North Korea is the real trigger to look at, not even the Middle East, for a true new world war. And remember, 2 years ago, Rand Corporation said we need a global war to smokescreen the economic implosion, to get people to rally behind all their governments from China to Europe to the United States to England to Australia, especially, so that everyone will get behind their governments during this crisis. So,
but that's the key, is that the New World Order can use this, I'm sorry to interrupt, but they can use this outbreak of war to then unleash the economic collapse to, for example, call in the dollar if they wanted to, or replace it with another currency.
Exactly.
Rip everybody off who's got savings. Do what Cyprus did.
War is the health of the state.
Absolutely. So
all of our experts, including you, Gerald Celente, myself, all of them have concurred that when they start the real global meltdown, they're going to start huge wars.
Yeah.
And they're lining the Middle East up for that, putting Al-Qaeda in everywhere. And then we'll be conspiracy theorists when we hold up AP, Reuters, you know, a year from now, 2 years from now, when there's a giant war in the Middle East. I mean, there's already proxy wars. And we'll say, look, the government put Al-Qaeda in. And they'll say, how dare you, traitor, say that when our men are dying fighting them. Go ahead, Mike.
Well, do you believe, now we know that North Korea has nuclear bombs. They've been testing them. They just tested one, I think, in December, right? They've been testing long-range cruise missiles. But do you believe that they have the ability to put the nuclear warheads on the missiles yet that can reach America?
We don't know. China could use them as a proxy. The Russians, we know, worked with them decades ago. The Russian border is actually very close to North Korea. They have a railway system that goes in and out of North Korea. But again, the globalist could be using the Chinese to give orders to Kim Jong-un to act like this, saying, oh, you're going to get your food and oil like you always do doing this. But this rhetoric's probably 3-4 times what it's ever been. And then they could do a false flag.
Right.
And then say they did it and start World War III.
The U.S. government or
the globalists.
The criminal elements.
Rogue elements. Criminal elements, yes.
Nuke a U.S. city and blame North Korea, saying North Korea brought in suitcase nukes or something like that.
Our government's been digging in like there's going to be a total collapse in America and they're going to have war with the people.
Yep.
They'll then use that as a smokescreen to go after us. Or they may just stage terror attacks and blame it on patriot groups. I mean, White House advisors have said that. We'll have a new Oklahoma City and blame it on you. One micron from admitting they did it. And remember, the current attorney general was the deputy attorney general with Oklahoma City, and the emails came out in lawsuits about how he was covering it up. Now, let's stop right there. Let me give people the headlines. North Korea moves missiles within considerable range to East Coast. Here is another headline. North Korea, AFP, approves nuclear strike on United States and says prepare for the missiles to hit you. Now, I know the globalists are evil, and they'd like us to live like North Koreans. So I'm not saying, hey, we're good, North Korea's bad. Globalists are manipulating this. But listen, under international law, common law, the fact that he says we're aiming missiles, prepare for them to go off, he said, quote, we're going to hit you, prepare for the explosions, they should be hit right there.
Absolutely.
They should be. I mean, if somebody comes to my house and says, I've got a gun, I'm about to shoot you, I've got a right to kill you. So I'm telling you, right now, they should use all the space planes with the DU Sabos to decapitate him.
Yeah.
And by the way, I'm sure
those. Yeah.
But listen, that's not happening. They're going to let them, whether it's this year or 2 years from now, and I agree with Joel Scales, maybe 5 years from now, they're going to start World War III with this little creature.
So what about, so he's being manipulated, possibly, but he's also
and the globalists gave him the atomic bomb material.
Right, right.
They got primitive weapons.
What about internal pressures in North Korea? Is Kim Jong-un being forced into a radicalization of his own policy because of his own military wanting him to be strong or be overthrown?
Well, that's part of it. And but, I mean, compared to his father or his grandfather, I mean, these are quotes out in the official. I don't just believe our media or French news agency when they say this. I went and looked up the official and they put it out in English. Their information ministry of the Stalinist state, and they said, we're preparing to strike you, prepare for the explosions now, we're going to hit you. And then they show maps with where we're sitting targeted.
Yeah, right, Austin.
Now, they probably can't hit us with their ICBMs, Undoubtedly, they've got DC-10s with chemical lasers circling 100 miles off that can shoot these down. They've probably been shooting the ones down that they've been trying to, quote, launch over Japan. So I'm going to say this. They've had DC-10s for 20 years declassified that can vaporize with chemical lasers. And the newer ones have cyclotrons added on to them, so they're chemical weapons. Particle beams, not chemical weapons. These are chemical lasers.
Yeah, chemical lasers.
With a cyclotron on top. And, I mean, these are lasers of the whole length of the plane.
Yeah, right.
Okay?
Right.
And so, I mean, the declassified stuff was vaporizing armored missiles, 20 years ago. So if a missile gets through, okay, I'm going to be very suspicious because, A, he's got, 1970s piece of junk type ICBMs.
Nothing they build ever works.
The Stalin estate can't even produce automobiles.
Right.
The globalists have given them everything they've got. It's very hard to get one of these into orbit, much less back in. And so if it doesn't get shot down, the globalists have some explaining to do.
But they could put a portable nuke, a suitcase nuke, on a container shipping out of South Korea to, for example, the port of Seattle. And they could detonate it.
Well, that's the new real threat. And so instead of boarding Syrian craft and Russian craft who are getting small arms to protect themselves, against Al-Qaeda, which our government's doing, they're boarding those to stop even machine guns being shipped to Syria. All North Korean vessels should be boarded everywhere.
Yeah, right.
I mean, they
right.
shouldn't even be allowed to leave their port
yeah.
because, as you said, that's the new threat. Associated Press, they're saying they have small tacticals that can be delivered in unconventional ways,
yes.
i.e. barges. And they ship goods into South Korea and into into China, which actually come here. So I'm calling for an embargo of all Chinese goods because you can't trust these containers.
That's a good point. That's a really good point. Also, the false flag element. Again, the globalists could detonate a nuke in a container 10 miles off the coast of Oregon or Washington.
Or Long Beach. Just get into the port. They don't
exactly.
even search them.
And then they could say, well, that's the excuse. It's martial law.
That's it.
Hammer comes down.
That's it.
And by the way, then you can't buy bullets, guns, magazines, food, anything.
I want to explain something about Kim Jong-un and Ill and all these other demons. They, on record, kidnap stars of South Korea and Japan, and they have B-movie stars and C-movie stars fly in. It's not just Dennis Rodman, to service them. And they've got all sorts of, torture palaces. I mean, these are incarnate what the globalists would love to be.
Yeah.
I mean, this is their Agenda 21 plan, total deindustrialization, total hell, tiny subcompact cities that have power, the rest of the country dark. The public literally living in like the 15th century. The people there don't even know what planet they're on, basically.
Well, I thought you were describing Austin just there for a second. I think he won't nuke Austin because that's his fan base.
Yeah, all these sick trendies that think it's funny. Now, shifting gears to
sorry to interject.
No, you're absolutely right.
Topic.
Shifting gears here to something I want to talk about. The alternative media is under attack because we are the real media. When we come back from break, I want to go to this clip, and then you can get on to your next guest. I'm going to have a lot of important stuff to cover. And I'll be back at the start of the next hour with updates. And we've got the special report at the start of the third hour on them right. denying there's a new world order, and we're going to show some clips of that.
And if anything else happens in the meantime, you'll be here immediately to break it down.
Absolutely. And people call everybody you know. Tell them to tune in because here's the message. Here's the message. The Drudge Report is at the very top of the Liberty pyramid, not to use an Illuminati right. term. That's how they look at it.
Yeah.
At the very top is Matt Drudge and DrudgeReport.com. Okay, if they can take him down, or if they can demonize him, or if they can discredit that site, which all it does is link to a wide spectrum of news, mainstream, alternative, government documents, our stuff, everything. If they can take him down, it's not just that it has the most traffic of any news website in the world. It's that it's setting the agenda. I've been in newsrooms, CNN, Fox, talk radio. You see it on the news all the time. In the background is Drudge.
Yeah.
Because they're so unimaginative. Drudge has a real pulse on what a normal guy who loves liberty is into. That's what you see there, his team of a couple guys. Okay? They know what's real. They know what's important. They've got a sixth sense. They're really smart. And so all they're doing is linking to a wide spectrum of news. And it scares the White House that they don't control the narrative because they run ABC, NBC, CBS. They're blackmailing Fox right now with the phone hacking stuff, with Justice Department investigations. You see the Media Matters run by the White House saying they're going to bring down alternative media. They want to get into all our organizations and destroy us. They're on record. So now the senior White House guy has said, quote, the Drudge Report hurts what we're trying to do. But what I'm explaining is, when you get to the resistance, the fact is we're in the fight. The Drudge Report, Infowars.com, everything we're doing is we're, because it's not just Drudge more and more, we're able to set the agenda. We'll come back and break it down.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply with eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it with nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best storable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
All right, we're back. This is the Alex Jones Show. Mike Adams here sitting in with Alex in studio. Go ahead, Alex.
And again, you've got your guests coming up. I'll be back for the first 20 minutes of the next hour with the latest info on North Korea. They are threatening to nuke, and not just threatening, saying prepare for the detonations.
Yeah,
and our government and the globalists, as usual, gave them all the weapons, just like they're putting Al-Qaeda in charge, and now they're going to use this threat to take our liberty. Now, in the backdrop of this, I've explained to people, I've had the White House directly respond to us repeatedly on the Piers Morgan petition, on how they're trying to shut down coal power plants, saying I'm crazy. That was Carney that responded. I've had them respond to me many times directly, but hundreds of times through their surrogate Media Matters, which is publicly run by their former transition chief.
Yeah.
And is a saboteur group. In their own words, they say, we will get hired. We will infiltrate. Politico's basically another group. So all of this is going on. My point to listeners is we need your prayers. We need your financial support. We need to be big and strong. We need you to spread the word about DrudgeReport.com, InfoWars.com, NaturalNews.com, WorldNetDaily.com. I'd say Newsmax, but they kind of faded off. I mean, they still, all these groups, because look, Drudge isn't perfect. I'm not perfect. All of us disagree with stuff. I disagree with some stuff a day after I say it in hindsight or how I said it. The point is, ladies and gentlemen, little Alex Jones, little Matt Drudge, little Mike Adams. I mean, sure, we're big hearts. We love liberty, but we're little guys.
Yeah, we're individuals.
We're individuals. But this is an example to the power you have that the head White House advisor, the head, this is the real president. This is above Karl Rove under Bush. You know, this is what's loaded in the teleprompters, what Obama does. Okay, says, quote, Drudge hurts what we're trying to do,
which is to control and disinform.
Yeah, and folks, by the way, they killed Breitbart. I mean, there's undoubtedly the way they did everything. Listen, they could kill me tomorrow. Okay, and let me tell you, if anything happens to Drudge, you need to know, which it's not because we're talking about it. But this isn't a game, okay? Okay, I get death threats at home where they tell me what my wife was talking about on the phone with her dad, okay? This is real. Okay, so I want to get this through your head. Let's go ahead and play this clip. Here he is on C-SPAN. This is up on InfoWars.com right now. It rolled off Drudge because he doesn't like talking about himself. But I'm going to. This is on InfoWars.com right now, Business Insider. This is him talking about Drudge and how it's dangerous. They've got to have an iron fist of control because they can't control the media, and what they do might get picked up by Drudge. And you know, he's discredited, though. He has no power. When all Drudge will do is show what they said. That's why he's so powerful.
He's the ultimate power.
He just shows what they did.
Yeah.
No one ever sees him or hears him. It's them.
Right.
He just shows them going, we're going to get your guns. Once we get these registered, I'm going to take them all. Drudge links to our article.
Drudge doesn't even write his own articles. He just links.
It's like, look, this is what they said. And they're scared of that because they want it in their context.
They can't control them.
He's breaking the electronic Berlin Wall. He's the biggest hole in their wall.
Drudge has no boss.
That's it.
And no investors.
Look how globalist control groups have bought up the company that Rush Limbaugh's under.
Yep.
Look at how they've done. And I know they're putting pressure on him and others. I know the inside scoop. I mean, let me tell you. We're totally independent like Drudge.
Exactly.
There is not much out there, folks. And listen, you better appreciate this. Okay, let's go ahead and go to this clip. Here is
There's not the idea of iron fisted control gives us a lot more credit than we deserve. I think the fact of the matter is that in this day and age, people are more cautious about talking because there is a tendency to, for some of the press to be a sort of on 24-hour gas patrol. And so, you know, if you're an undersecretary at the Energy Department and you're doing an interview and you say one thing, you know, you could end up being on the front page of Drudge, being...
love Drudge.
I'm not the only one up here.
Why does it drive conversation in your world the way it seems to?
Well, it's not that it drives our conversation in our world. I'm fairly ambivalent to what Drudge
does
on a daily basis, but it does, I mean...
I'm going to have to come back. I know you got your guest for a couple minutes. I want to play it unedited, you know, the whole clip as we're going up against a break. And I want to explain to people what he's really saying.
Yeah.
No one else will challenge them when they do outrageous criminal stuff. But Drudge will keep linking to the head of the Environmental Protection Agency, engaged in fraud until she gets fired. Or he will link to the filibuster of Rand Paul
right.
when the media was going to ignore it, and then it breaks big. Or he will keep linking to the bullet story at Fed.biz when they're saying it doesn't exist and show them as a pack of criminal liars. And what I'm saying is there's not many people we've got. I hope the viewers understand. Folks, it's InfoWars.com. It's DrudgeReport.com at that level. And Drudge is way above us. But after him, we're about it. Then there's Natural News. And the point is, it's scary to be going up against people like this. Do you understand? I mean, this is real. These people kill people. Okay? I mean, they're the New World Order coming for our guns. And understand, love us or hate us, we're your champions in armor. You know, 300 folks up against the whole New World Order army in the gap. And we're calling for reinforcements. Do you get how hardcore this is? We'll be back with Mike Adams. History is happening, and the enemy knows we know who they are.
Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back. This is the Alex Jones Show.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words. Disaster. Stuff. Add.com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost, and protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
All right, you're back on the Alex Jones Show. This is Mike Adams sitting in with Alex Jones in studio. Go ahead, Alex. What's on your mind?
No, it's just we're chomping at the bit here. You were just telling me during the break, you're going, we really are it. And it's creepy to know the White House daily is attacking me by name through their surrogates, but also sometimes by name.
Yeah.
And I was talking about, yeah, you know, they tried to buy me out before, tried to give me these big offers. You were just offered Glenn Beck level money. I mean, we're talking, you know, upwards of $10 million to sell out to the New World Order. You've been offered national TV shows because, let's face it, you're a lot better looking than I am, and just as articulate. You're a star, Mike Adams, but no, you're not trying to be a star. You have moved out here in Texas. You've got your factory. You've got 50 caliber rifles. You want the spirit of liberty.
I don't have 50 caliber rifles. I have mud on my pants. Look at this. I was
you do too. You brought yours in here. Everybody knows that.
Make that up.
Anyways, let's just get back to what I was saying. The point is, we want liberty.
Yeah,
that's
exactly
what we want. We want destiny and freedom, and they just don't know how to deal with that. And right. So it's estimated the Drudge Report could sell for probably $300 million. But it would just be worthless in a month if it wasn't
That's
Matt Drudge running it.
I mean, none of us can sell out because we're not doing this for money. And what would you even do with the money? The minute you have, let's say you had $10 million in your bank account, what would be the point of having it, especially when they're going to collapse the money supply anyway? They're eroding it every day.
But even if you had the money, what would you want to do? You'd want to start what we're doing now to tell the truth.
But here's the paradox. I'm going to play this clip and get out of here for your guest is waiting to come in, and I'll be back for 20 minutes the next hour ahead of your next guest. Mike Adams, it comes down to this. I love my children. Even if I was an evil person, I would be against the New World Order because it's going to be destructive of humanity.
Right.
I'm not stupid, but I happen to be a person that loves liberty and loves freedom. But the issue is for viewers, instead, here I am turning down even more than what Mike was talking about over the years. Mike's the real deal. I mean, he's had major computer companies, software, publishing all over the world. He doesn't brag about how big he is. I don't really talk about how big we are, but I'm literally here selling color magazines at cost trying to get the word out. I'm here saying, please buy ProPure water filters from us at cost at InfoWarsStore.com with promo code water to just be able to spend $6.5 million a year and spend 90%+ of the money that comes in here to run this operation and then have some backup cash. I could snap my fingers and have $50 million in here, but I'd have to kneel to Soros.
Exactly.
I would no longer be who I was. So it's not even hard to turn it down, but it's frustrating to even like not be able to compromise a little to get a sponsor to fund things. To be moral is really hard. So my point is,
yeah,
we have the White House coming after us. We have all this stuff going on. If you would just buy the books, the videos, the tapes, be our sponsors, support us, you're buying war bonds literally with soldiers in the gap facing the entire New World Order. We're it. Everybody else sold out. Everybody else got killed. Everybody else got destroyed. I'm telling you, folks, we are front line Alamo with the enemy climbing over. We're swinging muskets. You know, I'm running towards the powder room, ladies and gentlemen, okay, with bullets already in my back. I mean, and I'm telling you, up front, Colonel Travis is Matt Drudge, right up there at the front, folks. Make no mistake, he's wearing the colonel hat, okay? I mean, the point is that's who everybody's going to be gunning for, and that's who they got when they first, you know, finally took over at the Alamo. So what you've got to understand here, ladies and gentlemen, is we don't ever explain to people the incredibleness of how big this is.
Right.
Make your point. We'll play this video.
Well, imagine the world without Matt Drudge and InfoWars. You'd be getting nothing but fake, fabricated CNN type of spin. Like, remember they did the Charles Jaco fake Middle East set? Back in the first Gulf War,
it was fake CNN. No. And listen, once they get rid of us, everyone else follows. They admit that.
That's right.
They're going to shut the whole web down.
Yep.
We hang together or we hang separate.
That's it.
Go ahead. No. It's just, I want your guests to get in here. Here is the clip of the senior head White House advisor, the lead advisor to Obama. Okay, this is who the globalists go and tell what to do and what to load in the teleprompter. Says the Drudge hurts what we're trying to do. Again, we're the and what's on Drudge? Report.com, Infowars.com, naturalnews.com. But also, he'll link to what North Korea said. He'll link to what the BBC said. It's getting you outside the bubble of what the corporate globalist media force feeds you, where you tune through the channels and it's right. All the same thing in the same order. Okay, let's go ahead and go to this clip now from C-SPAN where, and again, I already knew this, I already told you this, but here they are admitting they're scared to let any of their people talk about anything because they're scared of Drudge. They're scared of you. They're scared of you getting what they say unfiltered. Here it is.
There's not the idea of iron fisted control gives us a lot more credit than we deserve. I think the fact of the matter is that in this day and age, people are more cautious about talking because there is a tendency to, for some of the press to be a sort of on 24-hour gas patrol.
They don't control the narrative anymore.
You know, if you're an undersecretary at the Energy Department and you're doing an interview and you say one thing, you know, during, you could end up I'm not the only one up here.
Why does it drive conversation in your world the way it seems to?
Well, it's not that it drives our conversation in our world. I'm fairly ambivalent to what Drudge puts up on a daily basis, but this is less true now than it was before, but there's a Pavlovian
total lie.
Response from
totally obsessed with
some media outlets. It's like, why are you asking me about this? Well, it's on Drudge, you know? And so it's, you know, in some cases.
What do you say to that?
I sort of asked them to repeat them, you know, say that to themselves out loud again and think about it.
Say that out loud.
You know, and everyone's a little embarrassed about it, and it's always like my boss, you know, my assignment editor's on me about this. But the example being that that anyone saying anything can get caught up in in the spin cycle in
the
a way.
Media. Okay, that's enough of that garbage. Yeah. Full clip up at InfoWars.com. It's already rolled off drugs, at least when I look during the break. Maybe we'll move it back to the top. I know he listens. But imagine, we say it's creepy. Can you imagine being Matt Drudge, how creepy that is?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, looking over your, I mean, you know, believe me, can you imagine stuff he goes through? So the point is that, folks, we're really walking point here. And I'm not asking for you to admire us, just pray for us and support us, because believe me, we're walking to the valley of the shadow of death. We fear no evil, but we fear not getting our mission completed. And notice, you know, they're saying, oh, we ridicule, he's telling people, ridicule media when they go, hey, Dianne Feinstein says the goal is to ban all our guns once they're registered. Here's her video clip. Oh, don't answer that question. Laugh at them. You know, laugh at Charlton Heston in the grave. Like we're peer pressure driven. And when MSNBC's top shows have a million viewers, CNN 900,000, usually a half million, there's a million people conservatively listening right now. Okay, and my show's, you know, maybe number 9, number 8 in talk radio. There's shows with 10 million listening. Rush Limbaugh right now. I mean, these people are trying to buy us out. They're trying to take over Limbaugh. And not that he's perfect, but if they can shut us down, it's over. I want you to bring in your next guest, and I'm sorry for cutting his time. Very important information. But Mike, again, this is an important point in history. They're not going to let you realize how important all of us are. You are spreading the word. They hate the fact that we now are controlling the narrative with the truth, and they want to ridicule us for it. When this scum traitors, criminals, ridicule us, they're doing criminal stuff. When they ridicule us, that's a badge of honor. These are the globalist occupiers who think they're going to come in here and laugh at us and say, oh, we're not trying to take your guns. There's no bullets. There's no armored vehicles. There's no GMO. It doesn't work anymore, scum. It doesn't work anymore, and we see you.
Like the 2 billion bullets story. If it wasn't for Drudge and InfoWars, that story never would have
been. Sure, InfoWars breaks it. Drudge goes and looks, it's real, starts putting it out. They say he's a liar.
And they deny the bullets.
And then that discredits them because we just keep hammering them because we're bigger than them.
And it's real.
They're acting like, they're like a chihuahua that thinks it can beat up a bull mastiff, except we're a bull mastiff that's trained to kill.
And
we're not going to let it just
we're
jump on
the truth.
Yeah.
That's it. If you report the truth, they can deny it and deny it, but eventually it comes out, and then they look like the
sure.
They are.
Your lab can get beat up by a mean chihuahua, because I have a lab and a chihuahua. It's the boss.
Oh, yeah.
But if it goes up to a pit bull, it's lunch. And this chihuahua is snapping at us, and I'm like, hey, I outnumber you 50 to 1. I got giant teeth. Okay, I'm not going to listen to you.
Yeah,
the White House is a joke.
Sounds like the ravings of a fascist.
Thank you, Glenn.
That's what that sounds like.
Alex Jones.
Hand him a piece of garbage. All right, that's enough.
All right.
Well, see, but he didn't like Breitbart either because he had his own thing. See, I want everybody. I want more Drudges. More Breitbarts.
Yes.
Let me tell you,
yeah.
I want more soldiers beside me in the gap.
Absolutely. You don't want to be the only
one. Folks, join us in the fight now. Hey, bring in your guest. He's awesome.
Okay.
I'll hold him a little bit in the next hour, and I'll come in with like a 5-minute update because I want him to get his time.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Alex. Thanks for stepping in. And also, in the next hour, Alex will be back with more updates because things are happening very rapidly here. Now, here's what we're going to do. A guest that is joining us now is the founder of an aquaponic / hydroponic store in the Austin area.
And he's not a sponsor yet.
Yeah. Good point, Alex. No, I actually found Troy. Troy Smith is his name. He's the owner of Bright Ideas. Bright Ideas, B-R-I-T-E, bihydro.com is the website. And here's why this matters, and here's what this has to do with all the news today. If North Korea launches nukes, or there's some kind of a false flag nuke attack, or some other excuse for the system to start cracking down, martial law, you name it, they're going to control the food supply, because food is a weapon in the hands of the government. The restriction of food is a weapon. Now, most of you listening out there, you've taken steps to be prepared. You're survivors, you're preppers, you're well informed, so you probably have some stored food. You know, eFoods Direct is a sponsor here of the show. You probably have firearms and ammunition and other things to keep yourself safe and help keep your community safe against possible looters, for example. But do you have a way to keep growing food after your eFoods Direct runs out, because it's a finite supply? And you can't buy an infinite supply. But an aquaponic system is a self-replicating, decentralized food production technology that I believe is now starting to make huge waves in the preparedness movement, the patriot movement, survivors, but also Progressives are into it because you could grow your own herbal medicine. You grow fish and food in the same system. And here to tell us more about it is Troy Smith, the owner of Bright Ideas. Welcome to the show, Troy.
Hello. Thank you.
Get a little closer to your mic there.
All right.
All right. Well, thanks for coming in. So tell us, first of all, what is the level of increased interest you're seeing right now in aquaponics?
Right now, Mike, it's really blowing up. Last 2 years, it's really increased, and last year, it's exponentially has just really blown up. Mainstream customers, we've got people from old ladies to microfarms that are now doing aquaponics. So it's really, really popular.
Now, for those who may not be familiar with what aquaponics really means and why this technology is so crucial for our survival, really, can you just briefly explain what the system is and why it's so amazing that it needs no soil, uses almost no water, and so on?
Right. Well, you're talking about a reservoir that's got fish. The fish are producing the fertilizer. Their fish poop is actually the fertilizer for the plants. The water is irrigated to the beds. Media beds is some of the ways that people grow. There's several different types of styles you can grow in. The way that we like to describe for people to grow is in the media beds using a flood and drain system. When the water reaches the beds, we fortify the beds with biology, with all types of microbes, bacteria, and fungi, and that breaks down the fish poop. Fish poop is ammonia. It's breaking down from by the bacteria to nitrates, or for nitrites, then into nitrates, which is now plant food.
Right.
The plants suck that up. That clarifies the water. And then that recirculates back to the fish.
So let me break this down. So it's a self-cleaning system. It's cleaning the fish tank. Because normally, if people grow fish, let's say aquaculture, they have a problem with fish waste.
That's correct.
If they grow just plants, hydroponics, they have a problem with not having enough nutrients and then salt accumulation in the hydroponic solutions.
That's true. You have to constantly change out the water solution. In aquaponics, you do not have to do that.
So if you combine these two, fish and plants, together in the same system, they clean and nourish each other.
That's right. It's energy that works together.
And the bacteria are crucial.
Absolutely. The biology is something that you want to encourage. That's what gets the system going, and that's what keeps it going.
So a lot of people out there may have experimented with hydroponics, and they know that can be pretty tedious. They have to put in chemicals, put in fertilizers, and exchange water all the time. With aquaponics, you're not doing all that. It seems like you're mostly putting in fish food for the fish, and the rest of it is mostly taking care of itself.
That's right. With hydroponics, you're going to expend a lot of money on nutrient. You have to dump that nutrient solution every week. It does get costly. And that can be a problem to discard. With aquaponics, that water is something you don't want to discard. You simply have to top off the reservoir weekly, and you don't have to keep adding nutrients to the solution.
Now, people can, by the way, this is Troy Smith, everybody, from BIHydro.com in Austin, Texas. But there are aquaponics retailers all over the nation, and there's a great book by Sylvia Bernstein, I believe.
That's correct.
On Amazon.com. It's called, The
Aquaponics Guide.
Aquaponics Guide. That's the best book I've seen so far. This is really getting very popular because you can start this even in an apartment, correct?
Sure. Yeah, you can do it anywhere. You could do something as small as a 10-gallon aquarium and a 10-by-20 seed tray just to be able to experiment and show that you can grow, for instance, lettuce, something on a small scale.
Yeah.
You can then get the confidence to move up to larger systems, and we can help you with all that.
Awesome, awesome. Well, I'm building an aquaponic system, and I'm going to eventually have like a 2,000-gallon fish tank.
Very good.
And maybe 8 or 10 grow beds, you know, the Rob Nash-style big grow beds.
Right.
But here's another thing. For the listeners, again, because of what's happening today, North Korea threatening America with nuclear strikes, and Alex is going to be jumping in with more news about that in the second hour, by the way. The world is getting crazy. Things that you have relied on are not going to be as predictable or as reliable, and those include going to the grocery store to get your food. How does that food get there? It's driven thousands of miles on trucks using petroleum, using diesel fuel to get it there. That may not always work out. So are you seeing this from a lot of your customers, Troy, of the different reasons that they're getting into aquaponics?
Yeah, a lot of people just want to have peace of mind of what they're eating. A lot of people are aware of the, you know, what is being put on their table today is not wholesome foods. So there's a large amount of people that are there for that reason. And then, of course, there's a self-sustainability. And we are about that. Gardening is obviously the largest part of self-sustainability, and aquaponics is, if you get off the grid with like solar power, you are truly self-sustainable.
That's a really good point. And I like what you mentioned about people concerned about what's going in their food, because here at InfoWars, Alex has covered, and I've covered also extensively, GMOs. And we've covered the things that are in your food. For example, a lot of fish in the ocean are contaminated. Even farm-raised fish are contaminated with heavy metals like mercury, sometimes cadmium, and other things that you can find in the fish out there. But if you grow your own food, literally, you know exactly what's in it and what's not in it.
That's right.
You can trust it at that point.
Yes, you have total control over that.
Well, so how easy is it for people to get started? I mean, I've seen aquaponic gardens growing in reclaimed bathtubs from the junkyard, right, or barrels, or just any container that people can find.
Right, and I agree. I encourage that. Like, for instance, April 15th in Austin is the bulk pickup day. I'd encourage you, if you don't have a container that you can use, go down the street and find a container, something that's large enough to hold fish and water, a tray that's large enough to hold media, and bring those to us, and we'll drill that out, plumb it for you, give you the fittings and the pumps, and fill that with media. We can help you get the fish.
All right, stay with us. We're going to go to break. But stay with us, folks. We'll be right back here on the Alex Jones Show with more about self-reliance, food production systems, aquaponics, and then more breaking news next hour about North Korea. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this break.
Nothing is more American than Diamond Gusset jeans. 100% American made since 1987. Soft and broken in from a start, yet more rugged and durable than any jean you've ever worn. Have you ever experienced mis-sized jeans from China? Well, you won't with Diamond Gusset. Every pair is crafted to fit exactly the same and always feel like they were custom made. Need a 35, 37, or 39 waist? How about a 31 inseam? We keep all sizes in stock for the fit you need. Looking for a relaxed fit, slim fit, regular fit, boot cut, or straight leg? We got you covered. Buy the world's best fitting jeans at Gusset.com or call 1-888-8-GUSSET. Get free Gusset targets for the next time you go to the shooting range with the purchase of their new Ranger jean. Use code COMFORT when ordering to receive free shipping on all Gusset orders at Gusset.com. That's Gusset.com to get only the best all-American jeans.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault. 20 seed varieties for only $37.95. Tatler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927. MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, welcome back. This is The Alex Jones Show. Mike Adams filling in for Alex, and he is in the building, and he will be back here in the studio in the next hour to give us more breaking news on what's happening with North Korea. And in the meantime, we're talking about self-reliance food technologies. And I've been doing a lot of research on this. You know, my nickname is the Health Ranger. And so I'm into health and growing your own food and being self-reliant and preparing in every way possible. So I began to do some research on what is the best system for people anywhere, anytime, to produce food so that they know what's in it and no one else can control them. If you have your own food, you are self-reliant. If you don't have your own food, you are a subject that can be controlled very easily by controlling the food supply. So I found BIHydro.com, Troy Smith, the owner of Bright Ideas here in Austin, Texas. Bright Ideas, B-R-I-T-E, BIHydro.com, who founded this store that is now in the center of the Austin aquaponics explosion. Word is spreading everywhere that you can grow your own food and fish protein easily, inexpensively, and safely. So Troy joins us in studio here for a couple more minutes to talk about this. So Troy, things are going crazy in the world. So I know you might not want to pay attention to all that, but it's happening. This is going to cause, I think, a rush of people into these kinds of technologies that can give them more security. Are you seeing, I mean, what are your thoughts on what's happening with North Korea, by the way?
Well, I think it's definitely something that we all need to take seriously. We should take precautions and be prepared. So those of us that want to take care of our families should get a plan, and feeding your family should be on the top of the list.
Absolutely. Are some people feeding themselves as much as like 50% of their diet off of these aquaponic systems at this point, or what are you hearing?
They certainly could from the veggies. The fish, it would take actually large tanks in order to provide that much fish.
Yeah.
But you can get a lot of benefit from getting the benefit of extra fish. Eventually, you're going to have more fish than you need, and those can be harvested, and obviously you can eat that.
So we are talking about what can happen is independent people producing food everywhere. This is also an important issue for urban food production.
Right.
So right now, a lot of urban food is really the crap food, excuse my language, but it's the worst food you could buy. It's the processed, MSG-loaded, aspartame, genetically modified garbage. So couldn't people, in a small amount of space, in a city, they could be growing, even on a rooftop, they could be growing a significant part of their diet?
That's true, and with aquaponics, you can grow in a very dense situation. In soil, the plants compete for the nutrients that's in the soil, so they have to have more room for their root zones so that they can grow to their potentials. In aquaponics, you're delivering all the food and water to the roots, so you can grow very, very densely. You'd be very surprised in a small area how much you can really produce.
They were just showing footage there for those of you watching on PrisonPlanet.tv. That's footage that I shot at Bright Ideas here in Austin, showing the aquaponic grow beds and the grow media. You'll notice there's no soil in this system. Those are expanded shale rocks, basically. There's no soil. The water is recirculated, so you're not using up the water. Also, importantly, you're not using municipal water on these systems, because a lot of people don't realize crops today are grown in fluoridated water.
Right.
So, I mean, you're eating, like, concentrated fluoride in your plants in a lot of conventional crops.
That's right. So good source of water is very important, something to think about. In conventional farming, you use a lot of water. The water goes through the water table. It evaporates to the environment. In aquaponics, you recirculate the water. You actually use 10% of the amount of water in aquaponics as you do in conventional farming.
One-tenth the water. There you go. That's good news for those in L.A., Arizona, dry, arid areas. Anyway, this is the Alex Jones Show. Mike Adams sitting in today. We'll be right back with more on food freedom technologies and breaking news on North Korea in the next hour. Stay with us.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level.
We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.